أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's kindness and compassion upon us, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us this Quran, this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving us different examples so that we may be able to reflect, understand, take heed. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example. Allah says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلًا فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example that and he is partners each to a slave by someone, one person owning the slave quarrels and the situation. He is forced the slave to work. It was two who would work for the second owners. Each person hiding the right. It is a very difficult situation for the slave, that the slave now is in turmoil. He does not know who to work for when. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the second example, وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ. One man, one slave, that is owned fully by one person. That slave can never be the same like the first slave, because he knows that he has to serve only one person. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this example of those people that worship gods, idols besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their life will be in complete turmoil now. They would not know which god to worship when. And like that, each god is supposed to have been worshipped fully. So each god would have wanted to be worshipped fully. And that person's life becomes in turmoil, that he doesn't know which god to turn to when he is in difficulty. He doesn't know which god he needs to serve. And some ulama have stated, if we take the other way around, that when these men, all three or all four partners are all spiteful people, then no one will want to fulfill the haqq of that slave. That nobody would want to feed the slave, because each person is such so spiteful, each person is so selfish, that they will want the other to do so. And in that way, the slave does not get his food and his drink and his clothing also. So like that, these idols cannot give to these people that worship these idols. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that one Allah that we worship, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, most compassionate, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to our rozi, that Allah sees to our sustenance. Allah has never left our rozi in the hands of anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the full responsibility, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to it. So hence, we should not worship anyone else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. Allah asked the question, can these two people be equal? Never, they can never be equal. Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us such simple examples in the Quran Kareem, so comprehensive, so we can understand them. There is no difficulty in understanding them whatsoever. And hence Allah says, وَلَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of mankind do not know this. We do not understand these simple things in life, that we worship one Allah, we put our trust in one Allah, and of course we give our life for one Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are also going to leave this world, you are also going to die. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. And they are also going to die. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us several things. One is this, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest and the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he was given this message that he is also going to leave this world, then what about you and I? Each and every person should have this message. And of course, not only the knowledge of leaving this world, but the preparation for the akhirat. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime, the love that Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in had for Nabi-i-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Rabbul Izzat gives them also a message in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They also have to prepare for the departure of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thumma innakum yawm al-qiyamati 'inda rabbikum takhtasimun. Thereafter, after we leave this world, then you, O mankind, on the day of Qiyamah, in front of your Lord, you are going to dispute and you are going to argue. The dispute, one, what the disbelievers will have with regards to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, that they would say that, and they will lie, that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam did not deliver the message to them, and also the dispute between man and man, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the hadith is very famous, the gist of it is this, that if we have violated the rights of any other person, then that person will claim those rights on the day of Qiyamah. Our good deeds will go to that person, and when our good deeds are exhausted, then their ill deeds will come upon us. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify these matters. In one hadith, it comes, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the narrator, that amongst these claimants will be also the claim between husband and wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the husband, Allah will call the wife, and then the husband's mouth will be silenced, and his body will begin to give evidence of how much he violated the rights of his wife. And similarly, her mouth will also be silenced, and she will also, her body will also speak, and the body will also say how much she violated the rights of the husband. And hence, in this way, the transference of good deeds will take place, the transference of ill deeds will take place, and in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will settle these matters. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.